great event that occurred in the time of Medina, soon after the Hijrah, was the marriage of Sayyidah Fatima alayhi salam. Many people had come to ask for the hand of Sayyidah Fatima after the Muslims had settled in Medina. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, a very wealthy man, came and asked for her hand. Rasulullah is a man of justice. He didn't say no. He went to Sayyidah Zahra and he said, "Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima, this man has come to ask for your hand in marriage. Do you accept?" She would say, "No, I don't accept." Abu Bakr came and asked for Fatima's hand. So Rasulullah went and asked her, "Ya Fatima, do you accept?" She said, "No, I don't accept." Several Muslims had tried to come and ask. What an honor it is to be not only with the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, but Sayyidah Zahra herself, the woman of light, the lady of light, the lady of paradise. Of course, people would go to Imam Ali alayhi salam and tell him, "Why don't you go and ask for Fatima's hand?" But Imam Ali alayhi salam, the bravest warrior, was also a very shy young man. He didn't know how to approach Rasulullah about the situation. People would tell him, "Go, Rasulullah would accept you." Imam Ali alayhi salam summed up the courage. The man of courage had to sum up all the courage to go and approach Rasulullah. He went on that day and he stood. He said, "Salaamu alaykum ya Rasulullah." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, "Alaykum as-salam ya Ali. What is it?" And the Imam stood there, looking on the ground, not knowing how to say it. Eventually not saying anything. And then he left. The second day he came back and did the same thing. The third day he came back and did the same thing. He stands there. "Salaamu alaykum ya Rasulullah." "Alaykum as-salam." "You okay, ya Ali?" "Yes." They have small talk, small conversation. And Ali stands there, not knowing how to begin. So Rasulullah looks at him and smiles. He says, "Ya Ali, are you approaching for the hand of Fatima?" He did it for him. He saved him the trouble. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, nah." He said, "Okay, let me go and ask her for you." So he goes and asks Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam, "Ya Fatima, Ali has come and asked for your hand in marriage. Do you accept?" And this was the first time that Sayyidah Zahra would not say no. And this is when we understand that her contentment comes from her silence here, her being silent. Means that she is content that Imam Ali alayhi salam would be her husband, and she gives her consent that Rasulullah now can go and make the marriage ceremony between her and Imam Ali alayhi salam. She accepts. So Rasulullah is filled with joy, and Jibra'il tells Rasulullah, "Ya Rasulullah, Ali and Fatima are already married in the heavens. It's time now to marry them on earth." So he goes back to Ali and says, "Ya Ali, Fatima has accepted." Imam Ali alayhi salam's heart's filled with happiness. He tells him, "Do you have the mahr, the dowry?" Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Ya Rasulullah, I don't have anything." So the Prophet says, "Where is the shield I once gave you?" And he says, "I have it with me." He said, "Go get the shield. You can sell the shield and you can give that as the mahr, which is only worth a few dinar." But that's all Rasulullah asked of Imam Ali. And it was a gift that he had given Imam Ali. So the Imam goes to get the shield. Meanwhile, the Prophet goes and prepares the ceremony. He invites everyone to the masjid who had come. All the Muslims had come to the masjid in order to celebrate this great event. And so Rasulullah gave a gift to Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam, a beautiful wedding dress that she took home to prepare for the next day for her wedding ceremony. On that night, she received a knock on the door. She opened the door to find a young girl dressed in tatters, asking for charity. Sayyidah Zahra looked at her. And instead of giving her one of her old pairs of clothes, she goes and she gives her her wedding dress. And the young girl takes the dress in disbelief. The next day, Rasulullah comes and asks Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam, "Ya Zahra, where is the dress I gave you?" She says, "Ya Rasulullah, I was going to wear this dress today until someone knocked on my door that needed it more than me. I didn't want to give them one of my old pairs of dresses. I gave them this one because I remembered the verse from the Quran that said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. That you will never achieve righteousness until you give of that which you love. And I really loved that dress, so I gave it away. And Rasulullah looked at her and smiled. He knew that indeed this woman truly was the Lady of Light. The day of the ceremony came, they went to the masjid, everyone came to eat and celebrate this wonderful, wonderful matrimony between Imam Ali alayhi salam and Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam. Here, Rasulullah gave his horse to Salman, and he told Salman, who was the slave, who was a Persian, he gave him the greatest honor. He said, "Ya Salman, you take Sayyidah Zahra and you take her to Ali." So Rasulullah put Sayyidah Zahra alayhi salam onto the horse. Salman would take the horse. Imam Ali alayhi salam stood there waiting for them. And Rasulullah would be behind the horse. And as the horse would go, he would say, "What a wonderful husband Ali is. And what a wonderful wife Zahra is. And what a wonderful couple they're going to make. What wonderful, wonderful, wonderful events are to transpire between these two people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Rasulullah would recite as they would walk behind the horse, and Sayyidah Zahra was brought to Imam Ali alayhi salam. The nikah was recited between them, and Imam Ali alayhi salam took the hand of Sayyidah Zahra for the first time. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.